If you think about this, a mom was asked, do you have any regrets about something she did 12 years ago? There's a girl named Chloe Clem, and 12 years ago, at the age of 2, her mom took a picture of her, and she was giving a side eye. And the mom put that picture up on social media, and somebody ran with it, and she became side-eye meme girl.
You know it well.
You know it very well. Yep.
Was that the little girl with the... You can kind of see her teeth.
Teeth are out, mm-hmm. and she's side-eyeing. That's right. And it went really famous.
Oh, yeah.
She is side-eye meme girl. Well, now the girl is 14, Chloe Clem, and nobody really recognizes her anymore from that photo because now she's 14. But someone asked the mom, do you regret putting the meme up in the first, or the picture up in the first place? And she said, I do. I have a lot of regrets because I just put the picture up on my own social media. And then the next day, a friend of mine was like, you know, Chloe's going everywhere. So she went to Tumblr and all these other sites, and there was the picture of side-eye meme girl. And she said, so around our town, when I would go out grocery shopping or into wherever with the little girl, people would come up and want a picture with the little girl. Well, the girl was 2. And so she said, so I think I probably put her through some stuff she shouldn't have gone through as a 2-year-old because strangers were coming up to us all the time. It was very frantic. However, full disclosure, I sold an NFT of the image for $75,000. So
back Chloe. That era.
Yeah. That was the
paid for part of Chloe's college.
Yeah, right. $75,000. So despite the uncomfortable fame of her young daughter, she says, I guess everything went right. And she also wants to stress she didn't mean for that to happen. She just put a picture up of her daughter, you know, mm-hmm. and it went out of her hands, out of her control quite quickly. So she sort of was like, yeah, I have a few regrets, but I did get 75 grand out of it. Yeah. Huh. All right. That makes sense. And the daughter's picture, I guess, still is up everywhere.
We've used it in our group chats.
The side
many times
meme girl, and she's now 14, but the girl has no memory of it, of course. And so I guess, if I were the parent, I probably would say, no, I don't have any regrets on that because, $75,000 pays for part of her education.
Yeah.
And there's that, as you just said. I may have a parenting regret. My daughter just revealed, we had a conversation the other night. I have not had a Diet Coke this year. You know, that was my non-negotiable. I will have no Diet Cokes this year, and I have not. So there are still about 10 lonely Diet Cokes sitting in the refrigerator. I see them every time I open the refrigerator door.
No one else in the home drinks them?
No. And so it's been difficult. You know, I see them, and they're just staring at me.
Do they multiply at night?
Yes, it's like I'd say they do. It seems like there are more every time I open the refrigerator. So my daughter says, is Diet Coke, if you could only have one drink for the rest of your life, would it be Diet Coke? And I said, yes, it would.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I said, that is my true love as far as drinks go.
Can you still have water in this scenario?
Let's say you can have water and one drink. And I said, yeah.
Oh!
Diet Coke would be it. I love it. I love the feeling that it gives me, everything about it. Now, I get a lot of articles anytime we bring this up about how badly it's killing you.
Yeah, but we're going to take all that out here. That's a great question.
See if you can guess my daughter's answer. I bet you there's no way you'll ever come up with her answer. I said,
What her beverage of choice would be?
I said, what drink would you like if you could only have one drink the rest of your life? And this is why I have a little bit of a regret as a parent.
Blue Gatorade.
Good guess.
Cranberry juice.
Queso.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I said, you know, that's not a drink. She said, well, it is to me. It's liquid enough. But I said, I don't think you can count that as having one drink for the rest of your life. She said, I love it. I'm passionate about queso. Believe me, anytime we get Mexican or one of the burrito places.
Double or triple queso?
Oh, God. Extra. And they charge you a pretty penny for it. And she said, I would drink queso for the rest of my life. I said,
Stop saying that.
You cannot.
You're not making it better.
You cannot sustain on queso for the rest of your life as a drink. She goes, well, I would. And we went back and forth. She goes, it's as good for you as Diet Coke. I said, I don't know. That's not the point.
It's not a drink.
That's right. It's not. That's why I knew you wouldn't guess it. You could have guessed till the cows came home.
Yeah.
You would never.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah. No. Not. No. Queso was her drink of choice.
That's such a great question because I have so many things that I love. She's using down to one.
Yeah. That's tough, isn't it? Yeah. Well,
because for me, it'd probably be I'd want iced coffee.
Oh, yeah, you would. Or but, coffee.
But my immediate went to was Wild Cherry Pepsi Zero.
Wait a minute.
Or Coke Zero, also great. I love all those zeros.
Wild Cherry Pepsi Zero?
Yeah.
That would be your drink of choice?
Well, I mean, Wild Cherry Pepsi wasted, you know,
waste calories.
Yeah.
Don't need that.
So I don't need that. So I've been drinking, you know, I love the zero sodas.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be root beer. Oh,
man. Tough
root beer.
Tough choice. I didn't know.
Yeah, in my older age, I've gotten really into root beer.
I hate root. In fact, really, the only drink I want is really Diet Coke. Like, you have several there to choose. Mm-hmm. It's an easy choice for me. It would it absolutely would be Diet Coke because I love... I'm like President Trump. I wish I had a button right here next to me.
And a minion would run in with a cold one.
Exactly. If I could just push a button and somebody would run in with a cold can of Diet Coke.
Well, you kind of do. You have BB Shea.
You kind of do.
He's still scared of you.
But I told him, no Diet Cokes in the new year. I just can't do it. It's my non-negotiable. The other non-negotiable was I would floss and use my electric toothbrush every day. And yesterday, I reaped the rewards from that. I had my, I went to the dentist and had a cleaning, and the hygienist said, I can tell you've been flossing. And I said, yeah,
Look at you.
For 3 weeks, I've been flossing.
He's all grows up.
I know. Actually, interestingly, my old hygienist, Diane, was there. She retired, but she was filling in yesterday because somebody was out. So she came back to fill in, and she does that from time to time, apparently. And she said, oh, hey, stranger, I haven't seen you in a few years. I said, oh, my God, Diane. And she basically told the other hygienist, he's the reason I retired.
After you look at these hands.
Yeah, yeah. She's like,
these gnarled, ruined hands.
There's nothing.
Diane, you don't have to be that upfront.
I scraped his teeth.
The tartar on this
man. The tartar wouldn't come off.
I could no longer deal with it. I was her last patient. She said, I throw my hands up. That's it. There's nothing more I can do. She's like, rinse and spit, and I quit. That's it. She was done with it. But yes, as far as drinks go, my daughter says queso.
Queso.
Okay.
I would have never guessed it in a million years. She's like, well, that's that's my drink. She would have a glass of queso if she could, probably. Nice tall glass of queso.
You should just put one down in front of her one day with a straw.
Here you go. Nice glass of queso. Mm-hmm. What can I get you? Queso? Coffee? Tea? Queso?
Yeah. Sorry, jalapeno caught my throat.